This is what's trending today. The search engine Google is honoring the life of an American doctor who developed a system for measuring a newborn baby's health. Virginia Apgar is the subject of the Google homepage's latest doodle. Thursday would have been Apgar's 109th birthday. As Google explains, Apgar's presence can still be felt in delivery rooms across the globe. As a medical student, Apgar noted that a number of babies that had seemed healthy at birth were dying soon after leaving the hospital. This was because there was no commonly used method for measuring newborn health. In 1952, she created a life-saving test. This five-step test has doctors examine the appearance, pulse, grimace, activity, and respiration of newborns. The test is easy to remember. The first letter of each step spells Apgar, A-P-G-A-R. Doctors score each part 0 to 2, with the highest total score being 10. They examine the newborns 1 minute after birth and then again 5 minutes after birth. The scores help doctors identify whether a baby has health issues requiring extra care. The Apgar test soon spread in America and around the world. It is still widely used today. Apgar's life included many other successes. In 1949, she became the first woman to be named a full professor at the medical school she attended, Columbia University's College of Physicians and Surgeons in New York City. Later, she led the birth defects department at the organization known today as the March of Dimes. Thursday's Google Doodle appeared for internet users in the United States, as well as Japan, India, Israel, Chile, Argentina, Australia, and several European nations. Apgar was born on June 7, 1909. She died in 1974 at the age of 65. In 1995, she was admitted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. And that's what's trending today. I'm Katie Weaver.